You're listening to KDRT 95.7 FM, Davis, California, KDRT.org online. My name is Doug Deep, and we are live in the KDRT studios. We are expecting a visit from John Lankford and Alice Spencer. They are appearing tonight at the Odd Fellows Hall in downtown Davis on 2nd at D Streets. They are a couple of members of the Bright Shiners, which is John Lankford's latest musical project. They are running a little bit late. They've hit some traffic, and they will be here soon. When they get here, we'll have a little bit of live dirt going on. We'll have some music in the studio, a lot of chatter, and we'll catch up. So stay tuned. They'll be coming in soon. Right now, let's hear something from the Bright Shiners album that just came out in spring of this past year. It's called Where It Really Starts, and this song is called For the Queen of Hearts. It's the opening track right here on KDRT 95.7 FM. Stay tuned. We got John Lankford and Alice Spencer coming in soon. KDRT 95.7 FM, Davis.
Pack, rise to the top. It's anybody's bet where this will stop or where it really starts. For the Queen of Hearts to make a smile from a frown, just turn the picture upside down and wear that face in every place. Together from the cards in your hand. His heart still beats, his heart is red, beats out its rhythm in your bed. Someone said, off with his head. Very, very bad man.
the only pirate that didn't hang in St. Kitty's Parish. It's often been said that human hair grows from the codfish head. And the captain's still here, though he's long dead. He was a very, very bad man. When should we awake to our danger and our shame? You gotta stick to beat it before the story crawls away. You train your death ray on me, your frozen hands upon me. From pieces of the past are safe to handle at last. Down below they heard a rumble. You gave yourself up for corruption before the next eruption. Slaves and eunuchs singing where the Catherine wheels are spinning. And pieces of the past are safe to handle at last. Bristol were paved in blood and gold, beginning and the end of stories never told. You train your death ray on me, your frozen hands upon me. And pieces of the past are safe to handle at last. Pieces of the past are safe to handle at last. Raise your glasses and open your throat. Death runs silent in an open boat. And the creatures of the sea throw themselves upon the land, back where the old triangle begins. Back where the old triangle begins. ¶¶
trouble in mind, and I'm blue, but I won't be blue always, 'cause the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Some railroad line, let the 219 train pacify my mind. I'm pop running. To keep from crying, here's John Rice. Tried to take my automobile. We have trouble in mind. I'm blue. The road is rocky all the way. But the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday.
Disappear, speak your you, but I won't back you. Well, it's so good to be here to sleep on your lawn. Remember your god dog? Well, I'm sorry, but he's gone. It was such a drag to hear him whining all night long. Yeah, that was me with the dove. Set them free by the factory where you built your computer, love. I hope you get the connection, cause I can't take the rejection. I won't deceive you, I just don't believe you.
KDRT 95.7 FM, Davis, California. Oh, we are here. We're here, and we're so happy to have John Langford and Alice Spencer in the KDRT studio. How you guys doing?
Lovely.
Good.
All right.
Interesting day.
I'll bet you. And I'm so sorry that traffic is what it is. Hey, John, I'm going to put that mic just a little more in front of you.
Okay.
And how's that?
You getting me?
I think so. Yeah.
I don't. There we are.
There we are. Okay, great. John Langford and Alice Spencer are going to be playing tonight at Oddfellows Hall in downtown Davis. It's on 2nd Street at D. The doors open, I think, 6:30, and the music starts for sure at 7 p.m. There's an opening band, I think, or an opening artist, Esme, I think, is the opener.
Yeah, yeah.
And
we saw her at the festival this weekend in San Francisco.
Cool. So yeah, how was Hardly Strictly Bluegrass and it was that amazing. 90 degree temperatures?
It was the hottest one I've ever been to.
Yeah, I think it's the hottest one.
It was kind of ironic because I saw Mavis Staples, and one night 10 years ago, I remember seeing Mavis waiting for, and she was just going, "I'm so cold. I've never been so cold." And she's like, and then the other night they had to push a sort of big giant robot AC machine on stage.
Oh my God!
While she sat down because the sunlight was just fierce.
Brutal.
And
yeah.
It was about 90-something degrees.
And not a hint of a breeze. Yeah, that is so strange in San
Francisco.
People
were falling like
flies.
You know, flies. It was rough. There was a lot of shade. It was a great festival, and there was fantastic bands. I saw a lot of things that I really wanted to see.
So. Name one.
Name one. John Cooper Clarke.
I don't know who that is.
He's a poet from Manchester from ye olde punk rock days.
Okay.
He was
okay.
Very, very funny. Made me laugh as I lay under a tree trying to recover from our set, which was so hot I never really recovered all day. I saw Yola Tango the next day.
Oh, cool.
Hitchcock was there.
Robin, yeah.
Dave Alvin and Jimmy Dale Gilmore.
Yeah.
Patti Smith.
You know. Patti Smith, yeah.
We saw a Pakistani band that I don't know what they're called, but they were staying in the same hotel as us, and Sally had been meaning to go and see him a couple of weeks ago somewhere. I think in Chicago they played. And they were absolutely amazing. It was a guy playing a thing called a Japanese banjo.
Do you remember what the name of the band was?
No.
Okay.
But they were in our hotel, and they were lovely, and they didn't speak any English, but we just kept giving them the thumbs
Fun.
Up.
Fun.
No, that was really, you know, it was beautiful, unusual, surprising things at that festival, and it's free, and it's wonderful, and, you know, thanks to the Hellman family.
So. Right, for keeping it going all these times. So you guys perform as part of the Bright Shiners, and you put out this record last spring where it really starts. Did you perform as the Bright Shiners at Hardly Strictly, or
we did last year?
Last year, yeah.
Okay.
And my rule is I have to do something different every year. So this year I did it with the Austin. I've had a band in Austin for the last 25 years with a bunch of friends down there who play with me, and I go down there a couple of times a year. So we decided to do a kind of like noisy rocking set.
And
11:30 in the morning. Wake everyone up.
Excellent. What band is this?
It's called The Far Forlorn.
Okay. And is
as
it,
yet
this
unrecorded,
the...
but we just, you know, it's people I've been playing with, like Randy from Yard Dog Gallery in Austin, and Bill Anderson. People I've been playing with for over 25 years. So it seemed like a nice weekend away. To
yeah. And this would be your, like, 19th, 20th band project?
Yeah.
Maybe-ish?
Keep counting.
Okay.
But Alice was up in Eureka at the Redwoods Jazz Festival, so she was changing planes down here, so...
Nice.
Flew down. Alice sang six sets of jazz music.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you can still... Your voice is still in fine...
Well, I guess we're going to find out.
Yeah, I guess so.
But so
guess
far, so good, yeah.
All right. Do you want to play a song from Where It Really Starts, or anything else for that matter?
Actually, we've been writing all this new stuff.
Oh,
so
let's hear it then, man.
Maybe play
it.
One of them off the record because it's got everyone on it at some point. But
okay,
not right now. No,
no.
We'll do a song now. We'll do. We've got what we thought we'd do. A treat. We'd do you four new songs.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. The only thing I played was for the Queen of Hearts.
Yeah.
And anything that you want to play is wonderful, and anything that no one's ever heard before is a wonderful surprise.
Well, we're getting cocky now, so that's the thing is we're ahead of ourselves. So I hope we don't fall
overly confident.
Yeah. Let's do this one. This is called "Do What You Will With Me." All the books that I don't read, all the bottles I don't drink, all the pens that will not write, all the thoughts that I don't think,
speak before I think again. Do what you will with me.
All the books that I don't read, all the bottles I don't drink, all the pens that will not write, all the thoughts that will not think, all in all and all in all, I know that can all agree.
If I speak before I think again, do what you will with me.
All right. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 FM in Davis. We have guests in the studio, John Langford and Alice Spencer, and they're going to be appearing tonight at Oddfellows Hall, 2nd and D Streets, downtown Davis. Music starts at 7. Doors open at 6:30.
Is this coming through?
It is. It is, but it's kind of low. We're talking about...
We've got an idea. We're going to play a song from the album.
Okay.
While we reconfigure,
Oh, okay. Let's do that. How
There's
about
ways to
solve
things.
I like that. Okay, why don't we hear "Awake the Land of the
That's
Shadows"?
That's one of my favorites.
Nice. Okay. Well, why don't you go ahead and tell us about it by way of introduction?
I usually introduce this by saying there's been an election in Great Britain recently where a party came to power with a landslide by saying absolutely nothing about what they might do.
How prescient.
Because the other party was so rubbish. And I don't know, I prefer my politics a bit more kind of passionate than that. And so this song's a bit mostly about William Blake.
All right.
And it's an impassioned call for equality and democracy and socialism.
All right. Awake the Land of the Shadows by John Langford and the Bright Shiners right here on KDRT. 95.7 FM.
Again the night has come. The sun has shrunk away. And now we fear our overseer. Darkness and the separation in sorrowful drudgery. I wonder where you are living. And there's no time for anything. Just a night of stars expiring. Tell me why this is so cruel. 'Cause I can hear them
along the banks of the Thames, and then I saw a flame of fire. I walked from the west to east against the tide, but with the current. Shadows, where we labor day and night. Awake the land of the shadows, where we labor day and night. Talk about love, you can talk about society,
but when push came to shove, you wiped the floor with me.
I am discarded, I have been thrown away into a cruel world. On a cold, hard day, I am expendable. No, it just don't seem right. So cold, cold-hearted, I am discarded. And it's what you'd least expect, right when you're least prepared.
I have come to suspect there is no justice anywhere.
I am discarded, I have been thrown away into a cruel world. On a cold, hard day, I am redundant. No, it just don't seem right. So cold, cold-hearted, I am discarded.
KDRT 95.7 FM. Davis, that's a song called Discarded from the recent release from John Langford and the Bright Shiners. Before that, we heard Awake the Land of the Shadows. The song Discarded, what's that about?
Alice can explain that one. No, okay. I tell you. A lot of our songs are kind of about, you know, economics, politics, and sexual relations. So it's about industrial relations and sexual relations.
Yeah, it's an interesting mixture.
Yeah. I come from a steel town, which is a dock town.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people moan and whine about it because It's not like it used to be. When I was a kid, it was a boom town. And the reason it's not like it used to be is they shut the steelworks down, they closed the coal mines down, and people don't have any money. So right. It's not a real mystery why the town isn't as great as it used to be.
Right.
The forces that be decided to discard us. So the song is called I Am Discarded.
Right.
But is confused with a love story.
It's nice. It's a great tune.
About getting laid and getting laid off.
Come on, that's a good line.
That's a great line.
Worth repeating, as we do every night.
All right. If you're just joining us on KDRT, you're listening to John Langford and Alice Spencer, who are live in the studio with us. They'll be appearing tonight at Oddfellows Hall. Music starts at 7 o'clock. That show is being brought to us by our friends at the Davis Live Music Collective. So we made some changes to the sound, and I think we're going to hear the keyboard a little bit better now. Go ahead.
Crank it up, Alice.
I'm up.
So are you plugged in? Because I'm hearing, I'm hearing it here, but I'm not hearing it. It's not coming through on the...
It should be coming through on the mic.
My vocal mic?
Oh, okay. Yeah, there it is. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Excellent.
Should we play a song?
That would be wonderful.
We're eager to play new songs.
Go for it.
Just eager beavers to play new songs.
Just tell us what it is.
Oh, this one's called All Life Long, and it's in this key, I believe. Get up on the table, I will catch you when you fall.
I will catch you when you fall.
Climb that ladder, see what's over the wall.
See the writing on the...
Write a little message, tell me who I am. Where I am, if I am, all life long. Toiling up the slopes, we wait for night.
We will wait for night to come.
In the bracken by the winter woods. Don't try to understand. Write a little letter, send it to my local DJ. Ask him where I am, if I am, all life long. The same old stories. There are questions and answers. The same old stories.
Gone from my mind. Gone from my mind. Gone from my mind.
Write a little message, tell me who I am, where I am, if I am, all life long. Get up on a table, I will catch you when you fall.
I will catch you when you fall.
Climb that ladder, see what's over the wall.
See the writing on the...
Write a little message, tell me who I am. Where I am, if I am, all life long. The same old stories. There are questions and answers. The same old stories.
Gone from my mind. Gone from my mind. Gone from my mind. Gone from my mind.
That's great song. That's a great song.
Thank you. It's a new song. See, we like the new songs. We're all about the future. We hate the past.
Well, you know, you don't hate it, but it's if you keep doing the past over and over, it begins to be tedious.
At my age, the pressure to go and talk about the past and to, you know, play songs from the past is kind of relentless.
Yeah. So
I'm really dreading it's going to be 3 years. It's the 50th anniversary of punk rock. And everyone's going to want to interview me again about punk rock. And my memory of it is just going to be even more depressing than it was 10 years ago when it was the 40th anniversary.
Well, and was it really as good as everybody remembers? Or was it,
well,
you know?
I have mixed feelings about it. Some of it was horrible. I'm much happier now.
Yeah. Well,
I'd rather talk about it now and make new stuff.
It came about in a time of severe recession, depression, all that stuff.
Yeah.
We've got all the
factors in place to have a new punk rock. If there's somebody,
it's coming. You can feel it.
Yeah,
you can feel it.
Or maybe like, you know, new Bolshevik revolution. I don't know which will come first, but
yeah, we'll just have to wait and see. We're talking in this KDRT studio with John Langford and Alice Spencer. They're going to be at Oddfellows Hall tonight. Music begins at 7 o'clock, and the doors open at 6:30. So when you do shows and you're playing, like, all new stuff that nobody's heard, do you feel, like, pressured? Or do you feel like, I don't care, we're full speed ahead?
I really like it. It's just we do a couple, you know, of older things occasionally, but...
Yeah.
We did Millionaire the night before last at the Makeout Room, and we did, you know, but to me it's just, we could have a career just playing songs from 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And I would feel pressured then. I would feel like a complete fraud. And
I'd say I've been in bands where they don't want to play new songs because they think the audience won't like it. You know, they want to hear what they know.
Right.
And they just play the stuff that the people have heard over and over and over. And I think it's nice to give the audience some credit,
absolutely,
you know, and go,
absolutely,
I think they're going to be all right with some new stuff. And,
no, sure,
you know, and then it's exciting for us because we don't know if we're going to get through the tune or not, you know, but when we land it, it's like, yeah, we did
it. I think Mekons, you know, in general, if the Mekons go out and we have a new album out, we don't play a load of songs for it. People who like the Mekons are really cross. It's kind of like the opposite of the Rolling Stones. You know, when the Rolling Stones play a song from their new album, everyone goes to the bathroom in a stadium. With the Mekons, if we don't play new stuff, they expect that from us. So that's So this is pretty, what we're doing now, me and Alice, is this duo we've been playing with them. It's nearly all songs that probably people have never heard before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think they're kind of immediate.
Totally. That's the nice thing, right? The older songs are like snapshots of when they were written and performed. Mm-hmm. Originally, and even though the Mekons have like been at least four different bands, you know, right? At least,
There's been a lot of genres covered, or non-genres.
Ground. Yeah. Keep it moving. Well, that's your whole career is kind of like that. You tend to go from one thing to another to another to another, and that's commendable. I mean, that's a lot of creativity.
It's boring otherwise, though. So that's
fair.
That's all I think. You know.
Fair. Yeah.
I'd probably like the money.
Well, you've got art for that.
We will have some artworks on sale tonight at the Oddfellows Hall as well.
Yeah, if you're unfamiliar, John Langford's art is amazing. There's much of it is kind of surrounds the history of country music. If you were at Hardly Strictly Bluegrass, are they still using the backdrops that you created?
It wasn't up. It's not been up since before the pandemic. It's in a warehouse somewhere.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's beautiful, but
it is beautiful.
It's, you know, I like the fact that it was a big painting of Warren Hellman, and that was kind of important.
Well, Warren Hellman in and amongst Hank Williams and Jimmy Rogers and Johnny Cash.
It's actually all people who played the festival.
Oh, really? Okay.
So it was Dave Alvin, Steve Earle, Jimmy Dale Gilmore.
Okay, I'm just thinking maybe of some of the images I've seen of your other work.
I did. Yeah. I when I first came to the States, it seemed like that kind of glorious heyday of honky-tonk music had been washed away by bad country music, new country music, and corporate radio. Mm. So I started making those paintings as kind of a tribute, but it seems like now it's sort of turned around a bit. People actually value those people. I was terrified that someone like Hank Williams would just not be even valued.
Which Hank Williams? The only.
The old one.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
I've never met the middle one, but I've met the younger one.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I mean, his music is pretty cool.
I like it when he plays speed metal.
Talk about moving right along from one genre to another, huh? Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you want to play another tune now?
I think we should try. Yeah.
Awesome.
How long have we got?
Looks like you got about 11 minutes, so that's okay. at least two.
Let's do two new ones. Let's do Now.
Okay.
This song's called Now, and we're going to play it. Now.
Now.
Right now. N-O-W. Now.
It's nice up here 'cause people have money. It's rough down there 'cause the money got sucked away. Well, I see the towers we walked beneath. The wind has wings and terrible teeth. You love more, but I love most. We overhear the songs of ghosts. I want it to be now, I want it to be now, I want it to be now. Yeah. I can be a fool, well, I can be a fool, I don't need you to show me. It's nice up here 'cause people have money. It's rough down there, 'cause the money got sucked away. I want it to be now, I want it to be now, I want it to be now. Well, I could be a fool, yeah, I can be a fool. I don't need you to show me. I want it to be now, I want it to be now, I want it to be now. Yeah, I can be a fool, yeah, I can be a fool, I don't need you to show me. I see the towers we walk beneath. The wind has wings and terrible teeth. I want it to be now, I want it to be now, I want it to be now.
That's a great song, and I don't have to ask what it's about either.
Really? You don't have to tell me. I just write them. They just come out like turning a tap on.
All right. You
got it's another? Fun doing this, seriously. I mean, it's like we've been working all week on new songs, so it's like it's great. We're going
to
go.
Now we get to play them.
Record them sometime, but we've been desperate to play them because they change when you play them in front of people.
Yeah.
Right.
Even if it's just you, mate, it's going to change.
You know, I mean, I'm in like my total happy place. This is the catbird seat, and I love doing this more than just about anything else in the world. So when you say new, like, are we talking days, weeks, months?
Well,
yes.
Ideas. I mean, these arrangements here and now have just been from the last couple of days, probably.
We rarely get to, we live in different cities, you
okay.
know, so a lot of our work is done, you know, sending ideas,
files
things back
and
forth.
Whatnot.
And so
but we failed to make technology work for us.
Yeah, we're both Luddites, so it's kind of rough.
We have to get together and do things in person.
But we
it's
had
better
some,
that way,
the
though.
Luxury of some time today, actually, yeah. a little, yeah. this morning and last night, a little bit of arranging, and you know, so it's cool.
Now, it is cool. It
now
is
we're
really
trying
cool.
it out in front of people on yeah. the radio. Yay! That's
I think we'll try and play. We're doing this to see if we can get up and do it in front of a crowd. But we did a couple of them the other night in yeah. in San Francisco.
All right.
And I find people, you know, people who come see me and us, it's open to that. I think they appreciate it. So it's
absolutely.
It. Got to push in the opposite direction to. Oh, I could just go and form a Fleetwood Mac cover band. But,
I'd like
please,
to see that.
Please don't.
you doing Fleetwood Mac.
There are so many.
Me and Stevie Nicks have quite a lot in common.
Yeah, yeah. It's the,
you both
the capes and things. Yeah.
All right, we'll do this one. This one's called We Are Not Robots.
Mm. So,
do you want to try it?
I'm willing.
Any color that we like. We can lock the doors and leave everything behind. Choose a landscape, pick a scene, and live in here forever. There are no windows when we are not together.
There are stars on the ceiling. Even though the pain is peeling.
Choose a landscape, pick a scene, and live in here forever. There are no windows when we are not together. We are not robots. We are not robots. This loneliness and isolation. You can't be happy all the time.
We are not robots.
Choose a landscape, pick a scene, and live in here forever.
There are stars on the ceiling, even though the paint is peeling. There are stars on the ceiling, even though the paint is peeling. There are stars on the ceiling, even though the paint is peeling.
That's a great tune. That's a great tune, too.
That was fun.
That was fantastic. Hey, so I should remember this before we take off here. What's the best way for people to learn about you guys? Where should we find you on that big, wonderful World Wide Web?
There's Tiny Global Productions is a record label in Spain that puts our record out.
Really?
This one out anyway. Hopefully they'll do the next one as well.
All right.
Also, there's a Bandcamp thing where you can go to Bandcamp, John Langford, The Bright Shiners.
Yeah.
It's on all the streaming stuff.
And it's all on all streaming stuff as well. But I guess on our own Alice Spencer and John Langford Facebook, Instagram things, we are Luddites. We make sporadic efforts to communicate. And then we give up because sometimes it's just too hard.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. You got a pretty good web presence going
really?
Out there. I would think so. I mean, you're not TikTok stars or anything like that. But I wouldn't expect that either. I would not expect that.
I can't give people send me TikTok things. I can't even get on there. See what it is they've sent me. So it's like it's a mystery to me.
Fair enough. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the other thing, right? You're free to just go.
Yeah.
Out of here.
I don't know. It's like a theory of our record label is that word of mouth is still the strongest thing. And somehow, if you make something good, people will pick up on it, which is it's much cheaper than hiring a publicist.
There you go.
And I love the way it's ridiculously insanely optimistic. Mm-hmm. So
that's
but things
how you
have been
through.
Going quite well with this, the Bright Shiners record. It's really nice. It's sold really steadily, and people keep coming up to some, and oh, I listened to your record finally, and it's really good.
It is really good. It is really good.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, thank you guys so much
us.
For coming in the studio and beating against all that traffic. Oh, my God. We'll see you tonight at Oddfellows Hall.
We'll be putting the odd in Oddfellows.
Excellent. Excellent. Somebody has to. All right. We'll go out then with another track from Where It Really Starts. This is Sea Houses right
excellent.
Here.
This is our favorite.
KDRT 95.7 FM Davis.